Homicidal tractors. A few years ago, I thought I would start a tractor blog, which is kind of stupid because I don't even own a tractor. Not even a toy one like city folks display on their stereo cabinets. But I love them. I've operated the most dangerous ones known to mankind. The ones with rotating shafts, sticking out all over, trying to grab your clothing and wrap your spine at 300 RPM. I admit I'm a little young for this, but the tractor I drove the most was a hand crank starter. It's almost impossible to believe, but yes, you can start a fairly powerful engine by sticking a shaft through a hole. Same way people start families, only tractors are much nicer. Even the ones that want to kill you. Since this is not a real tractor blog, I will go ahead and post a copyrighted image. If the owner wants to sue me, fine. I need the publicity. This image represents the 1940 Alice Chalmers B Special. Not our tractor. Ours was an Alice Chalmers B Standard. It looked exactly like this if you remove the battery, electric lights, and electric starter. Yeah, the one we used had only the crank. You can see the cute little hole at the front where you could still shove your crank in if you needed to, even on the special. Our tractor also lacked the brake pedals next to the driver's right foot represented in this drawing. I think ours was a 1937 or 1938 model because that sumbitch had handbrakes. Not that the brakes were useful for stopping or anything. They were mostly used for turning. If you needed to turn right, you grabbed the right brake with your right hand and turned the wheel with your other hand and hoped your nephew wasn't chasing a cat right beside you. As I said, the brakes weren't much good for stopping, but that was not necessarily a design flaw. See, tractors have amazing physics. They can move themselves even with the brakes set. And what happens, see, you set the brakes to park, then when you move again, you forget to release the brakes for, like, 5 minutes. After 5 minutes, you smell smoke and look down to see both brakes red hot. You release the brakes and the tractor engine goes, "Ah, thank you." By then, the brake shoes are glazed and shiny and only about 50% effective anymore. By the 1980s, these brake shoes were available only from a blacksmith in Cuba or something, so we just stuck a longer handle on the brake so we could apply more force. Swear to God, somewhere we found guardrail bolts about a foot and a half long that worked like a charm. I started this post intending to talk about homicidal tractors, but I allowed my affection for them to get in my way. However, I'm writing this in the backyard next to the potato patch and the vineyard, my favorite place on earth to write. I'm sure there will be more tractor posts forthcoming throughout the summer. Stand by.